You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis dedicated his general audience on Wednesday to the theme of the proper disposition expected by Christian faith toward the goods of the world, saying that they serve the common good if used in accordance with the demands of justice, charity, and mercy, though they become a source of corruption and death if used selfishly and arrogantly.
E quanto accade nell'episodio della vigna di Naboth.
The Holy Father went on to discuss the biblical account of Naboth, a man unjustly put to death so that King Ahab might take possession of his property. Departing from his prepared text, the Pope recommended the slim, powerful volume by St. Ambrose of Milan, the great 4th-century bishop and doctor of the Church, on the account in 1 Kings chapter 21, as especially pertinent and helpful Lenten reading.
Dicevo che ci farà bene leggere quel libro di Sant'Ambrogio sul Naboth.
This story of Naboth is not a story from other times, he said. It is a story of today as well, a story of the powerful who exploit the poor, who exploit the people for their own gain. It is, he said, the story of human trafficking, of slave labor, of poor people who work under the table and for a pittance in order to enrich the powerful. It is the story of corrupt politicians who want more and more. For this, continued Pope Francis, I said it would do us well to read St. Ambrose's book on Naboth, because it is a book about current events. Pope Francis went on to say that Jesus tells us that we show our greatness not by domineering, but by humbly serving one another. Just as the Lord sent the prophet Elijah to call Ahab to repentance, he sent his Son to show the power of his mercy, which triumphs over sin and injustice.
E questa è la misericordia di Dio.
Pope Francis concluded with a call that we all during this holy year ask the Lord to draw near to sinners, to show us his mercy, and to redeem the many situations of injustice in our world by the power of his grace and forgiveness. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.